On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this is David Wood, here with Audrey Ketcher, Brian Thomas, and Torpy White. We're here to talk today about TSP 100, the new changes to the SOC 2 and SOC 3 criteria. Why is the TSP changing? Didn't a new TSP just come out 2 years ago, Torpy?
Well, it makes sense that TSP is changing because the world is changing. Emerging technologies are constantly facing us. The way we would test those technologies has got to change. And the commercial entities and the regulatory bodies, as well as the business community, is looking for more assurance around more things than we currently have in the common criteria as it's written in its current version. So while it seems like it's very quick to have a new TSP, it's not that quick when you consider the way the world is changing. So I think it's advantageous for us to stay on top of what is happening in the world and have the TSP reflect that.
Great, thank you. With the TSP just being updated from 2 years ago, what's some of the major differences between 2014 and the 2016 TSPs, Brian?
Well, I'll start, and I'll look to the other panel members to join in on this one because there are quite a few differences. But first and foremost is the creation of a new set of privacy criteria. So really following on to the revisions that occurred in 2014 to the prior trust services principles, with the creation of the core criteria or the common criteria, and then the development of unique criteria for each of the other principles, availability, processing integrity, and confidentiality. This is essentially an extension of that. So you're going to have the same structure now with the privacy criteria, where there are unique privacy criteria building upon the common criteria.
Great, thanks. Audrey, was there any other major updates to the TSPs?
Yeah, the primary driver on the change in this cycle was related to privacy. It had been something in the works for some time, and it is helping streamline a lot of the privacy criteria along the lines with the common criteria. Some of the other changes that we put in at this time were some modifications to the common criteria 3.1 and 3.2 related to vendors and third parties, making sure we're talking about the potential threats that include those from the vendors and third parties, and then adding two confidentiality criteria 1.7 and 1.8 related to the retention and disposal of confidential information. And then also we had mapping in there for the trust services privacy criteria to the generally accepted privacy principles that had existed before. But I think those are the highlights of the changes.
Great. You know, there seems to be such an emphasis on privacy. Is privacy now required for every SOC 2 report, Toby?
No, it's not. Again, you're going to have some privacy criteria baked into the common criteria, but that does not mean that every organization has to then add in the specific privacy criteria to their engagement. That is, as it's always been, a decision that management is going to make as to which of the five principles they are going to choose to have reported on. So that is still in place.
So does that mean they could choose one or any of the five principles?
Exactly. That is their decision. They could choose one, they could choose all five, or they could choose any of the five.
In your client base, have you seen a preference to, or the majority of your clients choosing to go with just one or all five, or what are the most common principles that you're seeing in the market today?
So for me, this is Torpy. I'm starting to see more clients add in confidentiality or availability to their engagements, whereas a couple years ago, they were just looking at security. They've now started to see that adopting one of the other principles is not as onerous as they originally thought. And now that privacy is going to be part of the common criteria, I think we might start to see privacy become more of a principle that organizations select in the future.
Brian, how about you? What are you seeing in your client base?
The experience is not entirely different from what Torpy indicated. Most of our clients, of course, started with the security principle, which is now the common criteria. Because of the nature of our client base, we have a lot of data center, cloud providers, others, so availability has always been a primary concern as well. So that was sort of common next principal that they would go after. And then because they may be handling customer information or confidential information, the confidentiality principle became quite common. The two that have been less adopted, at least within our client base, have been processing integrity and the privacy principle. But I agree with Torpy, what he's saying with regard to now that privacy has been revised, streamlined, we've actually been holding some clients off waiting for the revisions to come out. There is interest in privacy. It's a huge buzzword in the marketplace. And because these service organizations are also operating in competitive environments, they want to be able to demonstrate that they have gotten their house in order with respect to these concerns that are out there in the marketplace. I do think that you'll see more people moving towards privacy now that this has become streamlined, is roped in with the common criteria. And, you know, I think that you'll just see more of that.
Audrey, there's a lot of changes that are happening with these TSPs, and obviously there's many clients out there that already have their current SOC reports based on the old criteria. Do they have to follow these new standards? And if they want to early adopt, is that an option for them as well?
Right. With the new TSPs, they're applicable for periods ending on or after December 15th. 2016, and earlier implementation is permitted now that they have been published. The old TSP Section 100A will retain the superseded material until March of 2018. But with the changes, we highly recommend that you do go forward with the new TSPs on an ongoing basis.
And one point you brought up was TSP 100A. I think that's a key distinction for users of the reports. Emphasize that TSP 100A refers to the prior standard, the prior criteria, and then TSP 100 be the reference if they early adopt, if it's before December 15th. I think that's all the questions we had. So is there anything else we want to ask or throw out there?
The only thing I would add in closing is that everybody should stay in tune with what's going on AICPA's websites, the interest groups for IMTA and for SOC and for cyber as we continue to evolve the attestations, the practices, the services related to SOC 2 security primarily, and the other changes that will be coming. Please go to the AICPA websites on a regular basis to get an update on the standards and indications of what we've been changing.
Excellent. Thank you for your participation today. On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this has been David Wood with Audrey Ketcher, Brian Thomas, and Torpy White. To access more information resources on information technology, privacy, data analytics, and technology assurance, visit AICPA.org/IMTA/resources. I also highly encourage IMTA section members and CITP credential holders to review your biweekly electronic IMTA news to keep up with the latest news, resources, advocacy, and events. Visit AICPA.org/IMTA/news for the latest edition.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.